Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Hey guys, and welcome to our all new podcast. It's not really new, it's more of like a revamp, a restart up, a startup.
A new chapter.
Yeah, new beginnings. What else? That's about it. This is Tina from the Sexy and Savage, and I have my all new co-host.
Gas Station P
from Late Nights Podcast, and we have joined forces. So the new podcast name is Late Nights with Sexy and Savage, and we'll be bringing shows weekly. Kick us off.
Well, the shows are going to be about relationships, sex relationships, and more sex, and just all around fun and, you know, getting stuff together as far as people dating. You know, if you want guys want to pitch in and ask questions and leave calls, we're going to try to get a phone number together so you can leave voicemails, and we can probably discuss your relationship or things that you have going on or whatever the case is, or even questions you want to ask about sex or anything like that. So we're going to have all that with the show as well. And guests as well.
A lot of guests and a lot of sex. Good sex, long sex, hard sex.
Bad sex.
I don't like bad sex.
But we're going to have to tell stories about bad sex. We're going to have bad sex stories. We're not going to have sex on the show, but
no.
We're going to talk about it. But we will be on Pornhub as well, so people can view us there once you get your masturbation out. And go ahead and slide into Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
I'm all for it.
But talk your shit, though. Because, you know, we was pretty innovative with that. Because now I see a lot of people doing that.
Yeah, and I'm upset. You know, people took my idea, or our idea, over here at the NMG Network, and they put their podcast on Pornhub. So we got to get back into it.
Well,
and let people know who the fuck is the truth.
My podcast was never on Pornhub. Because I'm a lady.
Yeah, a raunchy lady.
A Christian lady.
Sure.
I am not raunchy.
Okay.
I am classy, bougie, with a little bit of ratchet.
Okay.
Hit that start live button on there.
Yeah, this whole thing.
So, P was talking about summer flings.
Yes. Do you continue in them? Well, since the COVID is going on, would you continue one in the future, in the wintertime, or do you think it's a cutoff? And do you go to an extreme with it?
Now, it depends on the vibe you have with a person.
Okay.
If, like, were you messing with them pre... We should talk about COVID booze, if that's the case.
Basically.
Okay. So, I mean, if you fuck with him heavy, and y'all got a whole vibe, and y'all vibing together, then that's going to carry on into something probably a little heavy in the wintertime.
What if it doesn't be that way, and it's just,
you know... But then we just fucking.
Okay. Do you go on trips with this person? Let's say, hey, let's go to Vegas.
Yeah, we go on trips together.
Okay.
But does he pay for my trip?
There you go. Do you pay for it? I mean, y'all ain't together at this point. So do you...
How often are we fucking?
Whenever y'all can, basically. But y'all, you know, it's that, you know, that agreement. It's us, me and you, and we fucking.
We ain't going steady. We just be fucking around?
We just be fucking around.
Oh, yeah, he's paying for my trip.
Okay, why?
The fuck? Because he's the man.
But he's not your man.
When we together, right?
That don't mean anything.
That means a lot. What are you talking about?
That don't mean anything.
No, but I mean, if we just... If there's no set parameters or boundaries or anything like that, no, then it's going to be a Dutch kind of date.
Right.
But what if we go out to dinner?
I'll pay.
So the man pays if you go out
to
dinner.
Yeah, you got to be a man at that point, you know?
So when we're on our excursion...
Trip.
I'll pay
for dinner. You can pay too sometimes. You can pay sometimes too. I'll pay for dinner. You know, I won't.
What
I won't.
What kind of flew out is this?
This ain't no prostitution flow out. This is.
Wait, just because hey, you flew out don't mean we ain't it's got prostitution.
No, I'm just saying that's what you do with prostitutes.
Flew out before on several occasions.
And they took care of you.
Always.
You kind of a prostitute at that moment.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. You sold your ass.
How? Because if you have a relationship with someone and they decide to bring you out of town, that doesn't make you a prostitute.
Okay, well, what was this relationship about?
He was fucking.
Well, was it a relationship?
Any type of fucking is a relationship.
Okay, it was fucking.
It was
so
an entanglement.
He flown you out. Don't do that. So he flown you out.
It was an entanglement.
Okay, he flown you out.
Yes.
He took care of you the whole trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I cooked.
Some guys, see, you still did something.
Yeah, I'm when I just laying on my back. Should right. I want to have fun too.
Okay, well, you did something. Some guys don't do. You know, I mean, if we going out of town, I ain't cooking shit anyway. So we just going to be ordering food and going out. But if we got that agreement, you can pay for stuff too.
I mean, of course. Like,
I may pay for it more.
It depends on the dynamic of the relationship. Like, right. if I'm just fucking you and it's nothing further than just sex, then hell the fuck no, I'm not going out of town with you. If you my rapper, you my homie, right. and we can coexist in the same place longer than 24 hours, when I finish fucking, I can lay there. I don't got to get up and leave. Or when you leave to do your thing and I can stay at your house and lock it up, right. then, yeah, of course we going out of town together.
Cool. Okay.
Anything past that, no. I'm not going out
now,
of town.
Now, can you have a fling where it's just fucking and no feelings involved?
It can start off that way. But
no, ain't
some,
no starting off. Can
no,
you
no.
keep it going?
I personally can, but I've seen it be disastrous in other moments.
Okay.
Like, because some people don't know how to separate those two feelings. And I'll say this. Men don't know how to fuck without trying to stick their whole dick in the bitch. If you got a 9-inch dick, give her 3 inches. And
why?
Why? Because sometimes you may tap into that other part.
Yeah. And that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to
elevates,
do my job.
That.
Oh, you
that,
want to? You want me to give you weak dick so you can go around and talk about me?
I don't talk about who I fuck.
Well, not you, but other women do. Oh, I don't want that. I may want to keep getting this pussy. So I'm going to give you all I got. I'm going to give you the best dick in the world.
So wait,
then,
are you
give it up
more than one time a week?
The first night, I'm saying. If
oh,
I give
first
it
night,
you
got to go hard because you got to make sure they come back.
Okay, so.
Because if it's me and it's just terrible, I'm going to just tap you like this.
Are you coming back?
And ask you to get off me. Hell no, I'm not.
So why don't you want 3 inches instead of then the full nine?
I'm different because I could fuck you and have the greatest sex ever and never call you again. So that's a whole different monster. And just, I would say, charge it to my head and not my heart because it's not purposeful.
Right.
It's just that sometimes I tend to have a nigga mentality, and once I get the sex, and I don't even really care anymore,
right.
anymore past that.
Okay.
And that's not a good thing to have, people. It's very bad.
No, it is good. You can have that.
You can.
There's some people, like some women out there that don't know, hey, get your shit up and go. Like, you don't want to be rude as a guy and be like, hey, all right, it's time to go. But, you know, you kind of got to, when you know where your situation is, don't stick around. Just go the fuck home.
Oh, man, that's bad.
It's the truth. You can't always.
I know I'll leave a house in a minute like it.
I mean, it's some women that just, that want to stay around.
Like,
get
my shit up and let me go. So I want to, hot topics. I want to talk about Will and Jada's situation.
Okay.
What's your take on it?
Oh, in the beginning, I always said they were swingers.
Okay.
But what's the name? Will gave the permission. I feel like Will gave the permission and said, okay, it's cool. Y'all can do whatever you want to do. If you want to do this, you have to remember, it's a young boy. This nigga might go out and tell that motherfucking body.
I don't think he gave that, but
I mean, I'm pretty sure he told him. Go ahead and do you. We separated. We mad at each other. Your shit ain't going right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do you. I'm going to do me. Okay. But your little side bitch done got out of line. Mine's still quiet. Yours then fell in love. Now you got to come fix this shit.
I mean, it's Jada fucking Pickett.
I know, but it's because it's Jada. I mean, she got the best pussy in the world.
You never know.
I don't. Only woman I think got good pussy is Erykah Badu.
And she
make,
sells it.
She make niggas change.
I want some of her incense.
I don't want that shit.
It probably smells good.
No pussy smelling ass. Woman around me. Like, come on, get the fuck out of there. I smell your pussy when I'm down there.
I don't know. My vagina smells amazing, so I would bottle it up if I could. No, I just feel like this. I feel like Will and Jada, they did what was best for them. And I respect their relationship dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, initially, I feel like it probably goes way back to Pac days. Like, Pac and Jada, you know, they had a situation now. It was
right.
Pac, and if Pac was still alive, no, I think they would probably be fucking around. But I feel like at some point, because Will and Jada got married so young, the same things you're in love with when you're 20 are not the same things you're in love with when you're like 35 or 40, 15, 20 years.
So if you get into that situation, you get married, you with somebody y'all young, or mm-hmm. just new, period, whatever, do you Do you try to change for your man? Like, if your man asks for certain things, do you change for your husband?
I feel like you should.
Because I think in relationships, that's the main thing.
You should change, but don't compromise who you are for the sake of a relationship.
Right.
Now, if, you know, when he met you, you was 150 pounds, and 10 years later, you 250 pounds, right, and he still look good, you gonna have to tighten up.
Sometimes I don't even think it's that. Like, if I can still see you and still love you for you getting big,
but when
it's it's the sex.
And that's another thing. Sometimes women will put on the bells and whistles and the hats and everything in the beginning of a relationship. And then once they get the ultimate goal is the ring for them, everything else dies down. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that this is okay, what I'm about to say. This is a disclaimer. But I have been in relationships with married men, unknowingly, unbeknownst to me, but 6 months down the line after I've, you know, been dealing with this person, then the wife comes into play and all these other things come into play. And what I've noticed is that they're not sexually pleased and they're not heard, they're not listened. And sometimes it's, oh, you just a side bitch. And I say this all the time, Tim can attest to this. The side bitch and the main bitch are like the yin and yang. They're like black and white, and they just jam tight together because one is everything, the other isn't.
Right.
And so, which is why I feel like sometimes when I say this, a lot of people get angry. The main bitch should respect the side bitch because at the end of the day, the girl on the outside is mending the relationship that he has. And I say that because when a man is cheating on his woman and he still loves her, but he stepped outside because he's not happy for whatever reason, there's a little bit of guilt that sets inside of a man. And at that point, he's going home. He's more attentive to his girl's needs. But shit, he's having fun with this girl because she's the fun girl.
But if you think about it like this, the wife should just be the slut. That way I wouldn't have to go get a side bitch.
But some women are not 100% fully in tune with themselves.
And that's why I say
they're not comfortable within their own sexuality. It's a lot of women that don't masturbate. It's a lot of women that's why I say if you,
as a man, if you can't ever find some woman that's on the same page as you sexually, don't be with her. Don't marry her. Don't take it that far.
I don't know. Some men only marry women because that's what they want. And men are selfish and they don't want to leave that person. Mm-hmm. So you could be happy with everything you got with a person, but you know that she wants to be married. So there's a lot of men have a lot of selfish qualities. A lot of selfish qualities. And men like to take women's rights away whether they want to fuck with them or not. And that is a whole nother conversation in its own. But by men being so selfish and territorial, what's theirs is theirs. And so that's where that kind of comes into play.
That's certain men, though.
A majority. Well, 97%.
Because I'm not that type.
I don't know.
You have to be a slut for them to get go.
But in order for them to fuck with you, because you may be, you know, on another level sexually that other people aren't. And I'm sure that you've messed with women that are not even nowhere near how sexual you are. And sometimes
Mess with them. Like, I get it. With me, I get it to the point where I ask beforehand. Like, I'm not trying to be a freak or a pervert in front of you, but, sweetie, if you want to fuck with me, these are the type of things I like to get into. And if you're not about
that.
So if
she's into vanilla sex.
What's vanilla sex? I don't know everything. I've seen a lot
of
shit.
Late nights. I'm on Pornhub. And you don't know what the fuck vanilla
is. I've seen a lot of shit, but I don't know what vanilla sex is.
Vanilla sex is just mediocre. The regular.
Oh, that's what it means.
Okay. Yes, vanilla sex is.
I'm beyond that. That's why I don't know.
Oh. Y'all didn't see his hand. He said, "I'm beyond that." So he's on a whole nother. Like shit, we like on G, and this nigga's like on Z. B or
I'm,
Z.
I'm a D.
Okay, so by you being so sexual, do you find it hard to date women that are on your same sexual level? Or?
That's on my same level.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's hard to find someone that's on my level.
And what is your level exactly? If we can do...
If we go out.
Tears.
I'm going to say this. Okay. If we go out, we having a good time, whatever, we downtown, wherever we at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just horny, you looking good, I say come suck my dick and fuck me in the alley.
The alley?
If you don't do it, or in the car right there. You got to be in the alley. If you don't do it,
I was just seeing germs and bugs. Right? And I don't want
that. But if you don't do it, then I'd be like, you ain't the type for me.
Nigga, that ain't fucking freaky.
That, I mean, to certain people, it is.
Fuck out of here.
Fucking in the alley, in the back of the, on the hood on the car. It is freaky to certain people.
I don't want
to
fuck outside. Don't do me outside.
It's freaky to certain people. And if you ain't like that,
in my hoo-ha and
you can be like,
could envision getting a mosquito bite.
Ain't no damn bugs. Fuck, I think about sex happening. Bugs don't come around.
Mm-mm, we can do it in the back seat though.
Okay, in the back seat in the house.
In a big car, cause I got long legs, and so the tight spaces ain't gonna work.
Okay, in the back seat of in the alley in the car, whatever.
We don't even have to be on the alley.
But if she don't do it, then
as long as you're not, as you got tints on your windows when you're doing
it, I don't like that either. I hate that when a person tells me, tells me, you ain't got no tints. I would do it. No, suck it. I don't give a fuck. This is sex. Have fun. They gonna see you anyway. If they see you, they see you. If they don't, they don't.
Oh, okay.
Be wild. Be free. You're a freak. Be free.
That's why I'm not a freak. I am not a freak. I am straight vanilla sex.
Sure. But
that didn't even sound believable, did it?
Didn't at all. Fucking sexy and savage don't sound shit like vanilla sex.
Guys, I am a nun. No. So, do you agree with how they went about things? Like, Will basically said he was done with her ass, and she said she was hurting. But I feel like Jada's a tinge bit predatory, like a predator. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she's seen somebody's downfall, like, oh, I'm trying to help. It. And she used it for her personal gain.
I think so, yeah. Like, she saw that probably, I mean, like, people would be into certain shit. And that probably gets her horn. Like, oh, I can help heal this young man. I can bring him closer to me and see what he'll do. Yeah. And then with Will, he was just.
Will was
being a smart motherfucker. Saying, look, do it and see what's going to happen.
No, I don't think he. I feel like Jada said, she feels like August probably felt that he got permission because they was all in the same household. Mm-hmm. But shit, they went together. She was in her wing and he was in his wing. But I feel like Will had been fucking around on Jada. Cause you know they said.
I mean,
he was swirling with the fellas.
He said it. I mean, he said what she's saying.
Dwayne Martin, supposedly they're BFFs, but they was a little bit too close for my liking as a woman. My husband, no, which is why him and Gina supposedly got a divorce. And he was fucking with a white girl from Focus, that his co-star.
We was talking about that too. But my whole thing is this.
But Jada, you're foul as fuck. For putting that pum pum on August Alsina and Alsina and making him go a little crazy. No, I don't want nothing like that.
You gotta be a man.
I ain't never had no dick that ever made me go crazy like that.
You gotta be a man about the situation.
No, I haven't.
And don't be no punk. Motherfucker tell you what it is, hey.
I don't think she told him what it was, though.
She did. She said she told him, we're not finna go this far. We're not finna go this serious. So you gotta, I want you for this. And that nigga was like, no, I love you.
In August, fancy how that motherfucker was a little heavy.
This little thing kind of good. That Mononka, whatever it's called. Monaco.
Yuck.
So from a woman perspective, who should she have put it on?
The older nigga. Quincy Jones.
Matthew McConaughey.
Quincy Jones. That's a whole nother thing.
Them niggas freaks anyway.
No, I feel like she did what she should have done, rightfully so. But I feel like maybe she shouldn't have brought him in so close into her circle. Because if you gonna fuck, you can fuck. But that motherfucker was probably staying the night.
You have to know your role. That was the thing. I'm sure Jada told that nigga, this is what it is. I want to feel good. You around.
And he just said, fuck.
And he fell in love. I mean, I've had that happen to me before when I was.
I've never been in a real relationship. And I say that like a real relationship where we sitting down and fucking paying bills together and shit right. Like that. Yes, I have kids by two different gentlemen, but we was just fucking and it just happened. So I've never been in a very serious relationship. Mm-hmm. And so like I've been in situationships, but I ain't never want to fight over no nigga. I ain't never had no nigga dick so good. I was miscombobulated. Now, I done cried over some situationships, but I've never had anything literally like set in stone where he's mine and I'm his and shit, we doing all that heavy shit. So right. I can't attest to that feeling one would have,
right,
to be so madly in love with a person. And he genuinely seemed so hurt, and I kind of felt bad for Augie. Like, oh my
Don't
God.
Don't call him that. That nigga name is August.
Dito, he's so sad.
That was his fault.
And then Jada came in that bitch like, I was in an entanglement. I'm like, damn, bitch, you cold. Okay.
She futured that shit. That's what's up.
But I feel like it was something that they had put behind them, and then to have to rehash all these things.
Right, yeah, that's
like,
that'd have pissed
yeah,
them
I
off.
Feel like
I don't blame him for that.
Will and Jada are in a good place currently, and so that was kind of like a bad time for them. And she took that fuck situationship, and it allowed her to heal herself, and in turn, Will kind of, you kind of notice when, again, that's why I said, that's why the side chick and the main bitch kind of, huh, right, yin and yang, you realize that shit, this shit ain't always, this shit don't really make me happy, it's cool for the moment, right, man, I gotta get my shit together, and I feel like that's what Jada did, and,
yeah, I think that's what she did.
And she went back and got her husband, and they healed properly together, like, that's why, I think Tim was on this show when I said this. People don't heal they hoe. So, and you definitely don't heal properly ever. You just get up under the next bitch or the next nigga to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I've been in that situation where, which is why I can talk about, you know, I can fuck somebody and never call them again. Because that gives me some type of euphoric feeling. And I'm like, damn, I did that. Fuck you, nigga. And now.
But deep down inside, how you feel?
I feel happy that I did that. And then I feel bad afterwards. I'm like, damn, that's not how a girl should act. So, which is why it took me on a path. Like, oh, I don't want to fuck nobody. I don't want to deal with nobody. Just to prove to myself that,
right,
I naturally don't have to do that. But,
right,
but there's other traumas in my past that have, that created that type of, you know, feeling that I needed to do that. And when I did that, it made me feel complete.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like everyone has these toxic demons, sexual demons. And sometimes you have to feed the monster.
Right.
And the outcome is not always a good outcome. You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, they would have been cool. We, like I said, all of us around assumed that they was these type of couples anyway. But like Andre 3000 said, play your part. And August Alsina didn't play his part. He fucked up the game.
You think he did? Mm-hmm. I think he did. Webber's.
We ain't going to see no more albums.
I hope we do, because I think he's That's a great it. Artist. But I feel like this, you know, he had to do what was good for his healing. He healed.
How?
I got to let this
By making go. An album? Or telling everybody?
A 25-song album. It was too mediocre.
We fucking knew what was going on. You didn't have to come out and tell us.
Well, he was... I didn't think it was done intentional, though. I don't think it was done intentional.
For him to come out and say that?
Yeah.
It was. He couldn't wait till a motherfucker said something.
You know who interviewed him?
Angela Yee.
And you know she going to ask all the questions.
He could have still been a man and said, you know what? That was just like a mom to me. And left it alone. He couldn't wait to cry out what the fuck happened. He was hurt.
He was healing himself.
That nigga was hurt. Man, you can't be hurt over no married pussy. The wheel still was in the other room. What the fuck was going on? You ain't completely in the picture, nigga.
You ain't ever cried over no bitch that wasn't yours?
Mm-mm. That wasn't mine? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Not finna cry over that. You belong to the streets. Not me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I go.
Well, guys, if you're in a relationship, don't fuck with Piggy. He's not gonna cry.
I mean, if I'm in a relationship with you, I may cry. But...
Have you ever been heartbroken before?
Yeah, I've been heartbroken before. I was 16 years old when I was heartbroken.
That's how it was.
That was the last fucking time.
I think my teenage love relationship hurt me really, really bad.
Yeah, and it scarred you.
I wasn't scarred by it. I've been in some fucked up situationships that most bitches wouldn't even survive that shit.
Mm-hmm.
The last nigga I fucked with, I could write a book on that shit. A book.
Mm.
And it'd be the number one bestseller. Yeah. Niggas are liars. Not all, majority are liars. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Okay. Women lie too. Don't put all on niggas.
Not as much as guys.
Women, shit.
Y'all lie better.
What?
Motherfucker lie to me and I know it.
I need another female co-host because I feel like they are ganging up on me.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Ladies, we do not lie.
I've seen. Lying, and I'm like, you didn't have to do all that. I know what you're doing.
How do you know?
It's been seen. I know how you move, your mannerisms. I knew you was dating another nigga. I ain't stupid. But you kept calling me.
Well, but maybe the dick was good.
For me? Yeah. I'm sure it is. Because you keep calling me, but still. Don't lie.
Toot your horn, mother.
This what you doing? Beep, beep. This what you doing? Do it. I don't care. Be real with me, though.
So, would you ever be in a relationship like Will and Jada's?
Well, I'm fucking the wife and the husband's.
No, you're Will. How would you have handled that situation?
And I had to, you know, basically say, go ahead, have some fun, see what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. If I really loved you like that, if I really cared for the person I loved, then yeah. I'd say, well, go ahead. Let's separate. Let's see how this shit really works. I'll do it.
Because y'all know that's how relationships was back in the day with our grandparents.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, y'all think these people married 60 motherfucking years fucking the same pussy? Hell no.
Yeah, they do. There's some people out there
that you a fucking liar.
Old niggas back then wasn't nasty.
That's why when you... That is not true.
They wasn't nasty. Come on, man. They
that
was
is
Arkansas.
Not true.
Ain't nobody fucking nobody
fuck
in Arkansas.
Fuck out of here. They was walking yards.
It's a fucking small town.
Fuck out of here. They was fucking everybody in the area. Listen, I had a conversation with my pawpaw one day. Mm-hmm. Pawpaw, rest in peace. But we had a conversation and he was like, oh, yeah, shit. My wife is here and my girl's down the street. And I said, but y'all was married a long time. You said y'all was happy. She was happy too. But
the wife knew?
Granny had her nigga that lived across the street.
So the granny knew?
I'm sure granny didn't know.
See, that's the whole thing. But they don't know. Nobody really knows.
And then I had another conversation with one of my, like, I have, you know, other sisters and we have different moms and stuff. So one of my sister's grandmother, she said, oh, well, you know, he gonna stray, but he always know where home is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the dynamic of the housewife is lost. So because women want to...
That's why I feel like if you're my wife, I don't want to cheat on you unless we having fun together. We, you know, we having
threesomes. Yeah, because my husband better the fuck not cheat
but
on
but if
me,
I don't want to cheat on you, but if I ask you to be a slut for me, be a slut for me. If you don't want to be like that, then I'm going to leave your ass. Like...
And when you say slut, what does that mean?
I mean, I just use that word. Just be freaky for me.
If I ask you to be freaky for me,
be freaky for me.
And what is your basis of freaky?
Whatever that person likes. Anybody can like certain shit. If I want you to dress up as a fucking clown, then dress up as a clown and let me fuck you. Like
I'm calling 911 on your ass.
You have to do that
officer,
for the person.
Come get this motherfucker.
So do you want him to go out and do that and pay somebody? I mean, just depending on what your man want. If your man want a certain thing.
Police. That's what I'm
so you're not going to do what your man asked?
Fuck no. Dress up
so
like
when
a
he
crown,
cheats on you, you find out you upset.
It's a fucking whack job.
That bitch over there dressed up as a clown. Why you couldn't dress up as a clown?
Because I'm not dressing up like no clown.
Well, now your man cheating.
Well, that's
and now you upset.
I won't be upset.
When all you had to do was put on a little clown makeup.
Mm-mm.
Waka, waka.
Not my thing.
That's all he got. I mean, it's sometimes it's simple shit.
Now,
with
if my man want me to dress up and... I want to role play. Like,
right, let's say if
would,
he, okay, let's
we,
say he's
if
in his
we
role
out,
play.
You know, if we out somewhere, act like I don't know you.
Right,
know
let's say if he do that, if you can't do that.
I mean, I could do that.
Anybody, like, damn, I might as well just go fuck somebody else that's going to do it. Because you're not.
Oh, damn, that's terrible. Can you dress him up like a clown?
He ain't asked for the man to dress up.
Tim, if your girl asked you to dress up as a fucking clown or the Terminator... Okay, Michael Myers. There. She say, dress up as Michael Myers, and I want you to come rape this pussy up. Yeah, he gonna do it, because he gonna make his woman happy.
Fake man?
Yeah. Why you can't make me happy? What's the problem?
I can't do
this. This is your man who you live with, husband. Y'all take care of kids. He pay the rent. All the nigga ask, say, hey, babe, I want to be Michael Myers for Halloween, and I'm gonna come and rape you. And you can't do that?
For me, Pennywise,
for me personally, that whole I have someone that really that's one of her fantasies. But for me, that whole rape shit don't.
Okay, well they gotta be. I'm just saying, period.
But if we in a place,
I
want to
be a killer.
Like, well, don't kill me. Kill this pussy.
That's what he gonna do. That knife is the neck. I'm finna kill this pussy.
I don't know. I have to be drunk as fuck.
You be drunk. Do whatever you got to do, but have that fun for your man. So
I mean,
your man
I'm
won't
into
leave.
Having fun. I'm not a boring person. So, but it's I have certain boundaries. We're not gonna role play with rape. That's a bit.
Okay. Well, it ain't gotta be just this.
And I'm not
this nigga's a serial killer.
This is a, right now. I'm never dressing up as a clown for a nigga to be excited. So if you into that, stay away from me. PSA.
But yeah, I feel like you just. For the man part and the women, do what your partner wants you to do. Just make the relationship happy.
I feel like their relationship is, I feel like people put so much standards and like praise on these celebrity relationships, like, oh, couple goals, but I feel like they're just like
they're normal people. Yeah,
normal people. They go through the same shit that we go through.
We don't have shit. Most people don't have shit to do at home, so that's why they do this.
Yeah.
But me, we seen it happen. We been knew it happened. So I'm like, it's no fucking difference for me. You know what I'm saying? I knew they was swinging. Then he popped up in the picture. Yeah, it's no different for me. It's just.
Do you swing?
I would if my woman wanted it to. I have before.
Is it fun?
It was okay. We never really got a chance to get down with a couple. But we went to a swinger party, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool.
I've bartended plenty of swinger parties. I've never partook in any of that shit, but that's all I got to say about that. I've been to black swinger parties and white.
You know, it's the difference between black and white, though.
Uh-huh.
White people are more cool with it. Like, you know, we're going to have a good time. No, black people just raunchy.
White.
Go at it.
Caucasian swinger parties.
They got food.
They're a bit much.
Drinks.
I've bartended what? Both, but Caucasian people.
They wild as hell.
Wild is an understatement. I've seen some shit that I've only seen porn. And, you know, niggas, they just cool, you know.
Right.
You know, they just too cool for school almost. And I feel like I would never want to go there with my man, like, because I'd be watching. Oh, shit.
That's crazy. But no, I went to one and it was cool. It was a nice swinger place. It was a mixed crowd. But it was nothing weird or nothing like that. It was just normal shit. And it was cool. Drinks, food. They took care of us.
Oh, they did? Yeah.
It was like, what, $20 to get in, $24 to get in?
$20?
I think it was like $25 a person. Some shit like that.
You got to get pay to get in?
Yeah, it was a club. It was like a club. It was like a little... Like it was a couple houses, and it's like they made each room very fucking different. So that's what made it cool.
I don't want to pay to have sex in a house.
No, it's not like a normal house, but it's like they broke. It's just like you walking into a house, but it's broke down into. It looks completely different. Like they took the rooms out and made it special rooms and shit like that. It ain't like a bedroom.
Is everyone tested?
No, they have condoms there though. So it's like. It's best to just everybody wears a condom. But no, like, everyone's not testing it. You don't have to necessarily sleep with others. You can have sex in there and not join with anyone else. You could just do you. But just have people just be watching you.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Like a video.
Yeah, like a video. Just like a video.
Oh, is this real? Is this really going on? No phones, right?
They tell you no phones, but I didn't see no one bring out a phone. Everybody kept their phones in their pocket.
Yeah, still has.
Yeah, they don't take your phone. They just, no phones. They just tell you no phone.
I'm going to check the phones at the door like they did on Real Sex. Isn't that what was on HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have did that. That would have been better. It was cool. You know?
So would you host a swinger party?
Yeah, I would. I have no problem with doing fun things with women. I have no problem at all. I would do one.
Let the world know, are you single?
Very.
Single, single?
Single, dancing. Dancing around the room.
I've never heard that one before.
Dancing around the room?
Yeah.
That's just a little saying I say.
Okay, I'm going to have to write that down. In P's book of jewel droppers.
You're right.
So what is your... Where would you like my mind just went blank, sorry. Damn, I hate when that happens.
You should have had this written down.
No, it's like one of those whim things. I ain't even thought about no shit like this all day until you start talking about that swinger shit.
Where would I host the swinger party?
No. Anyways, you talk about something because now my mind is shot the hell.
Okay. Well, with the situation with Will and Jada, how would you do it?
Oh, man.
Do you think August was bogus for that?
I feel like was best kept between us. Mm-hmm. And I'm already a secretive person, so I feel like you hurting in silence. And, you know, you just got to always, to me, you always got to put your best foot forward. I don't ever want nobody to see my downfalls. Right. And so, for me, if I was fucking with Will and my feelings was hurt, you know, I would never go public with something like that. Because at the end of the day.
Because we didn't know they was into it either. Right.
So, at the end of the day, I'll be the homewrecker. Nobody else. Right. Like, for women, right? I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot, the world would be bashing Will, you know? And the woman would be a homewrecker. Oh, you homewrecking bitch. And even though they were not together at the time, right. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if it was a role reversal, you know, I would be the homewrecking bitch and Will would be a dog. Mm-hmm. But because it's a woman, you know, if the shoe's on the other foot, like, women are like, yes, bitch, yes, this is the ultimate win for us. You fuck niggas. You know, I feel like that's why women is, like, banding together. They don't see nothing wrong right. with it. And then, you know, the niggas is like, man, G, ain't no shit never like this happened. Because if you think about it, nothing like this has ever happened in the history of niggadom that has
it
ever
might happened. Have, we just don't know.
Right, but it's never been out in the open like
oh,
this.
Yeah, that's true.
So fellas, is they sat in with Will like, oh, that nigga's hurt. But like I tell everybody, Will was the first to say, he's like, I was done with your ass. I ain't never had a man say that to me before. But when he said he was done, I believe him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so... like, but I feel like, you know, I feel like that was not a player move on August's part. But if you follow August, you would also know that he is a very emotional person. And so for me to see that happened, I was not shocked. Like, damn, this nigga. I wasn't shocked that he was putting his business out there. I was more shocked the fact that he said the shit. He was fucking jaded. Like,
right.
What?
Right. Fam,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you could have just, you know, kept it cute, boo. But, you know. Them New Orleans dudes is another monster.
Oh, that's where you from?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, man, that was my bitch. Yeah.
That's my homie. Like, that's like right now, if, you know, if I was the last situation I was in, it turned out that he was still with his baby mama. And when she reached out to me, she was like, you fucking my man? I was like, that's my homie. That's my nigga. So what? And she kept pressing. And I said, if I answer your questions, I'm going to hurt your feelings. And then she kept pressing, and then I really hurt her feelings, and I let her know, like, that's your nigga, you fucking him, that's my nigga, I'm fucking him, so it looks like we all fucking with each other. And that was the truth. But I feel like everyone's not ready for that. Right. Like, everybody wanna... I don't think that he even thought that all the way through, like, yeah, I'm gonna tell the world I'm fucking with Jada.
But no, he thought it all the way through.
He didn't.
It's been some years. That shit was planned
out.
And
I feel... At first, I thought that shit was recent.
How they did it.
The way he said it, like, it was recent. I'm like, damn. But then when I listened to Will, she was like, that was years ago, and we're over it, and we're in a good place.
Right.
And I feel like Will and Jada do their relationship like a business anyways. So, the fuck, if it's business, we down.
But what business? Because she don't really have shit. But they the red have, table talk.
Oh, shit.
Unless they got other shit.
They do have other things. You know, they have productions and things of that nature. So, they getting money hand over fist at the end of the day. So it's like, it's business before anything.
Right.
But August, don't tell nobody else who you fucking. That shit's stupid as fuck.
I almost did with Keke Palmer. Shit.
No, they said, she said he didn't fuck with
him. No, he said the reason why, but it's like, you went too far. She said, yeah, I didn't fuck with him. And he just, well, I didn't because of, like,
but she
come
was
on,
saying
man.
Some other
shut
extra
the fuck
shit,
up.
Too.
I ain't seen nothing else. Yeah. All I saw was her saying, no,
she
didn't
was saying
together.
Some extra shit. But, you know, some people are opportunists, and this is the opportunity time. He just dropped the album. You know, go cop that shit. It's 25 songs and 5 are okay, but, you
he
know.
Might ban that shit.
People stream music these days, so it don't even matter.
Either way.
Sex with music or no music?
Music. Well, it don't matter. I like it with music, though.
Now, do you play
I like it when I'm high. And I'm listening to music. I like it like that, but...
Do you be singing and stuff?
Nah, fuck no. What am I singing during sex for?
For real? That's why I can't listen to music, because I be singing this shit like...
Oh, my God.
It's a sing-along. It's a motherfucking concert while I'm on this motherfucking...
Sing to this microphone. That's what you do.
I do even some of this shit.
But nah, I never sung.
So, all in all, guys, Will and Jada situation, keep it cute and shut your motherfucking mouth about what you do.
Play your part. That's the main thing.
It don't matter what kind of relationship you in, because you never know. Niggas be lying. And we see bitches do too. So I'm going to say that real low, because ladies, we are not liars and we are not cheaters.
Come on, fam. Don't do that.
We're not.
Y'all are.
Black women, Hispanic women, Latino women.
And liars, too.
Caucasian women, we don't cheat. Yes, and we don't lie.
Yes, y'all do.
No, we don't. We're angels.
Trust me. I've slept with a lot of women who had men.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Motherfuckers ain't shit.
Oh.
Right.
I don't partake in those situations. I'm
you may not, but
I'm the one to be lied to.
Out of the 10 I've known, yeah, they have.
Black women don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
Like him.
Remember that.
Y'all do cheat.
No, we don't. I will buy OnlyFans before I cheat.
OnlyFans?
I will buy
I want to start one.
Fuck out of here. You ain't finna start one.
I could make a lot of money. You know,
niggas is perverts. So,
listen, I like looks and.
I have one, people, for if you don't know.
Oh.
I haven't uploaded anything yet, though.
I've looked at my Rolodex of videos. Mm-hmm. Baby, I'll be a page.
Put them out there.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I got too many morals.
Ladies, if you want to hit mine up, it's PJ Fuckers, $5 a month. I will go up on the price once my people to skyrocket. So, because I see I'm demanded. PJ Fucker at OnlyFans, all right?
Y'all check it out.
We support our own.
PJ, it's OnlyFans.
You don't get nobody nerve.
Support Black Vision.
PJ Fucker, FUCKHER. So, check it out.
Bang Bros.
Just check it out. $5 right now. I got a few videos up. I ain't uploading nothing new. So.
How does your girlfriend feel about that?
I just said no. I'm saying, what are you talking about?
The girls that you fuck.
Oh, they don't mind. It's consensual.
I don't know. I've thought about it. It's this young lady that I want to bring on here. She has an OnlyFans. But, yeah.
Well, let's get it for the next episode.
If you have an OnlyFans page, hit me up. I want to bring you on as a guest because I want to understand the dynamics. And one of my homegirls, she has an OnlyFans. She'll probably never come on the show only because of...
Because it's secluded.
Yeah, it's very secluded. And she makes $30,000
a
month.
It's not that secluded. If you're making that a month, that's not secluded.
If you see her content, it's
flexible. It's not secluded. You making that... Secluded is my ass. Right now, because I don't have a lot of
like her, you can't necessarily see her face or anything like that.
Okay,
so,
I got you.
But she doesn't like promote it on her personal social media. But
she creates fake accounts, burner accounts.
Yeah, and so, but I've seen the checks come in.
Yeah,
I'd be like, yikes! If I didn't have, I should listen to my mom and not get all these motherfucking tattoos on my body. I'd have did that shit.
You can still do it. Just cover it up.
Mm-mm.
Put some sleeves on.
And I have like intricate birthmarks and shit like that, you know.
People ain't gonna know.
I'll be scared.
Is that Miss Tina?
Phyllis, girl, I seen you, girl. God damn.
That'd be the only thing a lot of motherfuckers screen recording.
Yeah, man. And I'm scared that, you know, at some point my kids...
You gotta make that money.
You know, my kids may see that. And I think that's the part that scares me because my son is like 13 and...
He's looking at porn, ain't he?
Yeah,
my son is.
He is.
I know.
It's coming.
You'd be like, damn, Dad, is that... Dad, I did not know you were doing porn. What the fuck, man? Sorry,
yeah, that's
kid.
Like, you know, that's the only reason why I probably wouldn't do it. And then I don't really care. A lot of people probably have a lot of shit to say about me, and I don't give a fuck about that. Right. But I feel like if I didn't have...
That's
kids,
my thing. I don't care who sees it, but like you say, your kids, your
like
mom,
my
shit
kids
like that.
Is, my mother knows what kind of child she has.
Right. I put it on Facebook to let the... I put it let the women know of Facebook. Like I had like a only...
Did somebody say your mama?
Nah. The mama didn't know. I selected a certain... Like when you put it in the story on Facebook,
a
certain amount of women to search, you know, for them to see it.
So how much are you making?
I ain't making shit, really.
Have you made anything yet?
I make like $100 maybe.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and subscribe. How much is it?
$5.
I mean, I'm just gonna...
Like, I'm not promoting like that.
Donate to the culture.
I'm not promoting like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure if I did go on promoting and you see the other videos I have, you'll be like, damn, I do want to check this out.
Yeah, you know, one of my...
Because I really take that into, like, Kanye West mode. Like, I want this shit to be nice. I want motherfuckers to get off on this. So
how do you pick your content?
I'm just saying, like, whatever I do, depending on how the sex I do or what I'm doing with the woman, I make sure I record it the right way so you can see it, shit like that. Mm. So, yeah.
So, do you have someone recording you?
No, I got a tripod.
Okay, nigga, like, hold on, let me fix this. Right. That's one reason why I don't really like amateur porn, because, like, the camera angles be terrible.
You got it. That's why I say you have to know. That's why I say I'd be like Kanye West with my shit. You got to have to know how you should put your camera angles. But a lot of people really don't give, if you really sit back and look at it, people don't give a fuck what you doing. They just want to see a new naked motherfucker fucking.
I'll do a foot OnlyFans page. There you go. I could do that.
And a lot of niggas will pay for that.
Yeah, because there's some people with some foot fetishes there.
Yeah, they'll pay for that. Send them some sweaty socks. No, but I'm into shit. Like, I do like feet, like ass. But I wouldn't say I have a fetish for it. I like it.
That's another episode.
Yeah.
Well, guys.
That's the end.
Episode one in the bag, baby.
Of the reboot.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at gasstation_P. Twitter, same thing. And that's it. That's all I'm on.
The group. Instagram.
Oh, the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is on in there.
Okay, you can find me at Miss Chic, MZCHIQ, or at Sexy_Savage, whatever. Follow me at Miss Chic. If you're interested in being a guest on here and you're open to dialogue, like not no lying dialogue, like real honest, like nitty gritty shit, it can get very uncut. And if you're not comfortable with being uncut, then don't, you know, inquire about coming on a show.
True.
Because we're going to make you feel real uncomfortable.
Going to make it nasty in here. We need to get a red light in here.
Oh, real sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to order some, some LED lights. And
get it real. Oh, yeah. Let's get it real for the recordings.
And on that note, keep it real sexy and savage. And peace out.
Have a good night. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.